fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I am Silver. Boy!
It was early evening when gunplay broke out at the edge of the KC ranch. Betty Turner and her younger sister Janie owned the ranch, and times had been hard. There had been but a few cowhands when the rustlers came. They did their best to overtake the thieves, but their best was not good enough.
We got no chance, boys. Rein up. We can't catch him. Rein up right here.
Them thieving skunks are getting away with Miss Betty's cattle.
Well, we done our best, Sam.
You mean we gotta let these crooks get away with it?
I hate it just as much as you do. But it's suicide to follow them any further.
I'd sooner get shot than tell the girls what's happened.
All right, you fellas better get back to the bunkhouse. Come on, Sam.
Miss Betty. I'm sorry Miss Janie wasn't here so we could tell you both at the same time.
I'll tell her as soon as she gets back from town.
I hope you don't hold it against me, Miss Betty, for not following those outlaws any further.
Of course I don't, Nate. I'm glad you were sensible enough to turn back before you got shot.
It riles me something fierce, Miss Betty. Doggone it all. That Hood Milford's bunch has had their way around these parts for too long.
Sam, you shouldn't make accusations without proof. Are you sure it was the Hood Milford outfit that stole the cattle?
Sure, I'm sure.
That won't do, Sam. We can't have Milford arrested without some proof that he's the leader of the crooks.
Well, what is proof? Answer me that. What is proof that he's the critter?
Miss Betty.
Yes, ma'am.
Me and Sam and some of the other boys has worked this ranch for a plenty long time.
Yes.
I know. You were here when Jane and I were youngsters.
We handled things for your paw before he died. We aim to stick with you and your sister.
Thanks, Nate.
Now, you just forget about the payroll for a time. We got some cash savings hid away. We aim to see you through these hard times. We'll go and try and talk them heifers into growing up.
A heifer grows just so fast and no faster.
Well?
I can't let them do that. I just can't. Janie.
Oh, golly, Betty. That paint horse suddenly traveled coming back from town. What? Why, what's the matter?
I guess you haven't heard the news.
What news? What's happened?
Rustlers.
Rustlers here? Oh, no, Betty, you don't mean...
They've cleaned us out, Janie. Sam and Nate said they took just about everything we had ready for market.
Well, what about our riders?
There weren't enough of them.
Oh, gosh. If we can't market our stock, we're sunk, aren't we?
Uh-huh.
Any idea who stole our cattle?
Sam thinks it was the Hood Milford gang, but it hasn't any proof.
Hood Milford. Golly, I wonder that Indian...
What Indian? What are you talking about, Janie?
Well, he mentioned Hood Milford. He asked if I'd ever heard of Milford.
He did?
Yes. And he asked a lot of other questions. How we're getting here on KC Ranch and how long Dad's been dead.
What Indian are you talking about?
Well, the one I met on the way to town. He was on the trail right near the big rock.
Get back to the corners!
What is it? What's the matter?
Get to the corners, Miss Betty. We got to fight it out.
There he is.
Take it easy. I'm not going to hurt you.
Look, Betty, there. That's the Indian.
Put those guns down.
Nate, look out, Sam.
You not shoot.
Drop the gun or I'll break your arm.
It's no use.
Don't shoot. Don't shoot, mister.
Who are you? What does this mean? Aren't you satisfied with stealing our saddle? What more do you want?
Now, please listen to me. Otto and I had nothing to do with the theft of your cattle. We're here to help you.
Help us?
Otto and I came here to find out about Milford. After Tonto talked to you, we saw some of Milford's men running cattle toward the border.
The critters he stole from us.
The law's been trying to get proof against Milford for a long time. Miss Turner, I'd like to talk to you and your sister alone.
That suits me. Go on, Nate. You and Sam clear out.
But, Miss Janie...
Well, we might as well be outside as in here with our hands up.
I'm sure it'll be all right. Go on, boys. Go on outside.
I hate to leave you. You just holler if you need any help.
What'll you do? Come in here and wave your hands at the ceiling?
What? Perhaps your men can be trusted. I'd rather take no chances. I want your help.
Yes?
The Cattlemen's Association has offered a substantial reward... for the capture of the men who raided the ranches around here.
And you're after the reward?
Not exactly.
Well, why did you come here instead of going to one of the other ranches that have been robbed?
Jane, I knew your father.
Yeah?
You did?
I came here in the hope of trapping Milford. I know your father would have helped me, and I hoped you girls would do the same.
If you know of any way to expose that crook for what he is, we'll help you.
Good. Now, I'm going to bring some cattle in here and leave it for your men to handle. Don't tell anyone where the cattle came from.
Oh, but...
I want that cattle taken to market over the usual route. Will you see that that's done without asking questions?
But whose cattle is to be brought here?
That's one of the things you're not to ask.
Stolen cattle?
Well, let's call it borrowed. I give you my word it'll be returned to the owners.
But hold on, mister. What if lawmen find stolen... borrowed cattle on this ranch?
I don't think that will happen.
It seems to me you're asking a lot, mister.
Yes, I know I am. All I can offer is the possibility that Hood Milford will be exposed.
You don't even guarantee that we'll get back our stolen cattle.
I can't guarantee a thing.
Betty, I like this hombre's style. He's straightforward.
Mister, I told you I'd help. Bring in that cattle, but I'll have to give the men some explanation. Sam and Nate are old-timers around here.
I think we can take care of that. I'll open the door and let them hear what I say. The stock will be here in a few days, Miss Turner, and you'll be well paid for handling it. I think that'll take care of it. Come on, Otto.
Well, are you leaving now?
Wait a minute. You haven't explained a thing.
You'll hear from me again.
Well, how do you like that?
Gosh, Janie... I don't know what to make of that man.
We heard what he said. He said it'd be here. Now, what's his game?
Yeah, what's he up to?
Now, take it easy, boys. He offered me a chance to make money enough to handle the payroll on the KC.
He wants us to handle stolen cattle.
He didn't call it stolen cattle. He asked me to take care of some livestock, and I agreed. Are you going to stick with me or get out?
Well, gosh, Miss Betty, when you put it that way, I reckon we'll stick.
The following evening found Hood Milford at his usual table in the cafe. A shifty-eyed man approached, then waited until he got a nod before he dared speak.
All right, Shay, let's have it. Have you got the tally there?
Yeah. The boys ran the cows into that box canyon down near the border. One of Miguel's lieutenants was on hand to count it. Here's the tally.
Well, Good.
And that's prime stock, too. You ought to get a good price for it. And that there name down at the bottom is the signature of the man Miguel had on hand to check.
All right, this is all I need.
Are you meeting the Breed tonight?
Yeah, he should be here most any minute.
I sure hope he brings the cash along.
He'll have the cash, all right. Seems like those revolutionists always have cash.
Hey, boss, there he comes.
Yeah. Sit over at the side table where I can call if I want you.
If you have any trouble collecting, just give me the high sign.
I won't have any trouble.
Ah, senor. Buenas noches.
Howdy, Miguel. Sit down.
Senor, I have asked you to call me Capitan Lopez.
Captain, may I? As far as I'm concerned, you're just plain Miguel Lopez. The first name's all that's necessary. Are you ready to do business?
Si, senor, that's why I'm here. It's important that I have beef for my army.
You'll get your beef. Yeah, run your eye over this tally.
Si, es muy bien.
It's signed by one of your men, so you can believe what it said.
Senor, I would take your word for you.
Like fun you would. Now, if you have me $5,000, we'll consider that the cattle has changed hands.
Senor, that's a high price.
You can take it or leave it. I'm taking a lot of risk getting that cattle to you. If you know any other way to get beef over the border for your army...
Yeah, but no, senor.
Then hand over the cash and stop complaining.
Soon I hope will come the day that I will be the government of Mexico. Then I won't have to deal with thieves.
Another remark like that and you'll be through dealing with me. Hand over the cash.
All right, I will pay you. Oh, senor, I will soon need another shipment.
Those soldiers of yours seem to eat an awful lot.
You should be glad of that. Oh, tell me, Senor Milford, can I count on you for another shipment in a few days?
I've never let you down yet, have I?
No. Then it is settled?
All but a matter of $5,000.
You wish me to hand it to you here? Well, is it not dangerous?
There's less risk of getting in trouble by taking money from you here than there is of being shortchanged by you in the dark.
No one in the cafe paid any attention to Hood Milford and the half-breed who sat at his table. But there were two men outside the cafe who were particularly interested in the pair. The Lone Ranger and Tonto watched through a window.
Hood Milford, that's the man the law has never been able to touch.
Him plenty smart looking.
The man with him is a half-breed. It's that revolutionist Miguel Lopez.
Half-breed hand over feller money?
Yes. I'm dead sure it's to pay for the cattle that was stolen from the KC ranch.
How we prove Hood Milford, head of cattle rustlers?
We'll prove it, Tonto. My plan works out.
All right, stranger. Turn slow and keep your hands still.
What the?
Oh, you too, Redskin.
We got the both of you covered.
You two. You're from the KC.
Yeah, that's right. Last night, you had us looking down the barrels of a couple of six guns. But tonight, things is different.
Oh? What do you want of us?
We aim to learn all about you, mister. The sort of skin game you're aiming to play on Miss Betty.
Oh?
Now, mosey over to that woods on the south, where we can talk without being disturbed by shooting, if the talk don't go the way we like.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto obeyed the commands when Nate and Sam ordered them to go to a woods not far from the cafe. The cowhands from the KC didn't know that the horses of the masked man and the Indian were waiting at ground hitch in that very woods.
That's far enough. Stop right there.
Yeah. Now we aim to know what kind of a game you're playing.
Yeah. What you got up your sleeve? What cattle you aim to turn on to the KC?
I'll tell you just about the same thing I told Miss Betty.
Yeah?
Yeah. Her father was a friend of mine. He would have helped trap Milford. And his daughters are doing the same thing. Now, if you're here in the interest of those two girls, you're on the same side I am.
What's your plan?
We're going to get some cattle on the KC Ranch. Then we're going to drive that cattle where it will do the most good.
Where's the cattle coming from?
You'll be better off if you don't know. Now, put your guns away and go home.
Wait. Sure. What? Well, of all the consarn nerves.
Telling us to go home.
I don't want to call on help. On the other hand, I don't have any time to waste.
Help?
What help?
The rest of my friends.
Oh, no, that's an old trick, mister.
Yeah.
You think you can bluff us?
I don't try to bluff anyone.
We're supposed to turn our heads so you can jump us, huh?
Suit yourself, it doesn't matter. Come on, Silver.
Hey, Sam.
Here they come.
Hey,
come on, Tonto.
Fix him.
Take that one, Tonto. Now, give me that gun.
No! Say, my stomach.
Why'd you turn your head, Nate?
I thought
you're not the first ones to be caught that way.
Now, look here. Hold on. That's not fair.
Take it easy, Nate. See that gun. Otto, empty that pistol and return it.
Yeah, me do it.
Yeah, there you are, Nate. Now, listen to me. Since I talked to Betty, I've learned that you and Sam can be trusted. I'm going to tell you my plans.
The Lone Ranger outlined his plans to Nate and Sam, just as he had to Betty, then rode away with Tonto. The two old cowhands agreed to cooperate, but they didn't realize the full extent of the masked man's daring. It was 3 days later when Betty came into the kitchen to prepare breakfast and found Janie standing at a window, her eyes wide with surprise.
Janie, what's the matter?
Betty, great sakes alive, look out there!
Cattle?
My yearlings didn't get that big overnight.
That's the cattle the masked man told us about. He said he was going to drive some in here.
Miss Betty, take a look out yonder.
You knew that cattle was coming here, didn't you, Nate?
Yes, but...
Sam told me the masked man had let you in on the plan.
You don't know the half of it, Miss Betty. That there cattle is stolen goods.
Sam's right.
Oh, gee.
Well, who's it stolen from?
If I told you that, you'd simply fall through the floor. This is more than I figured on. We're going to be in trouble up to our ears if we don't move that livestock in a hurry. Come on, Nate. We got to get the rest of the boys and start driving cattle.
Look, a masked man.
But that's the way he come around the corner of the house the last time.
Dead rabbit, mister. We didn't figure on cattle like what's out yonder.
Hey, big fella, I thought you'd be surprised. Better get that cattle off this land as quickly as possible.
Anyone that's caught within Brandon range of that there beef will get his neck stretched to plenty.
Then you'd better move it. Get the men together. Hold on, I'll give you a hand.
When the ranch hands saw the identifying brand on the cattle, they lost no time in getting it on the move.
It's to go over the same trail as the last lot.
I don't care where it goes, as long as it goes away from here. Get it moving!
Nate led the cattle drive with the Lone Ranger at his side. Tonto had gone on far ahead to do some scouting. After about an hour of travel, the masked man shouted above the clatter of the hoofs.
This is where we cut south.
I thought we were heading toward town.
We were. We're branching off from that trail. We're heading south.
There was a halt at noon while the men ate and the horses rested and grazed. It was then that Nate approached the Lone Ranger.
How far are we going?
I can tell you better after Tonto returns. He'll be here in just a minute.
A minute? How do you know?
Look south, you can see him.
Huh? Well, sure enough.
You can tell the men to get ready to shove on. Meanwhile, I have a few things to tell you and Sam. Oh, Sam, come over here, will you?
Were you calling me?
Yes. Nate feels that I haven't told you two all of my plans. I'll just wait till I speak to Tonto.
Oh, fella.
You and that redskin travel on downright fine horses.
What did you learn, Tonto?
We follow trail. Everything all right.
Oh, what about the men we want?
Them fella down south.
How far south?
This side of the border, aren't they, Tonto?
That's right.
Nate, you and Sam listen to me. It's generally known that Milford is behind the cattle stealing that's been going on around here.
Yeah, but no one's been able to prove it.
Well, the Cattlemen's Association is offering a reward to the people who can break up the cattle thieves. I want to see the KC Ranch get that reward.
Yeah, he told us that before.
Miss Betty and her sister could sure use the reward money.
There's another reason for carrying out this plan, too.
What? Something besides trapping the thieves?
Yes. The stolen cattle is sold to a renegade army of half-breed revolutionists.
Richard, but what's your interest in this? Are you working with the army?
The army is cooperating. As for who I am, maybe this bullet will tell you.
Hmm? Hey, Sam, it's Silver.
Well, that settles it. Thunderation. Why didn't you let us know that we was traveling with the Lone Ranger?
You know it now. Tell the men to mount up and follow me. We're going to travel fast.
Yes, sir.
Mount up, boys. Pull in your cinches and hit the saddle. Bring in them winch and get the herd and go.
Miguel Lopez was with a number of his revolutionists in the Box Canyon, not far from the border. The self-styled captain had been making plans to move the accumulated livestock over the border to supply his volunteers.
Señor Capitan.
Well, what is it, Romano? I'm busy, can't you see? Why you bother me?
That man who comes on the horse, he wishes to speak to you.
Oh, easy, steady, big fella. There's some more cattle on the way.
You wear the mask.
I'm a little more cautious than some of the others, that's all.
But it's only a short time since I received cattle.
The boss said you'd better take it when you can get it.
There, senor. It comes.
Get over to the side or you'll be run down. Come on, Silver. This way, Luke.
While the hard-riding cowhands from the KC herded the cattle through the narrow opening into the secluded Fox Canyon, the Lone Ranger drew away and mounted his great horse, Silver.
Come on, Silver!
He rode hard through the night toward another camp where uniformed men had been posted as guards.
Oh, Silver, hold it!
He reined up briefly and shouted at the nearest guard.
Tell your commandant it's time to move.
But hold on! Who are you? What's that mask mean?
Tell your commandant a masked man said it's time to move. He'll understand. Come on, Silver!
Though it was late at night, Hood Milford was in his usual place in the cafe. He looked up as a stir swept the large, smoke-filled room, and his eyes went wide in surprise when he saw the KC riders in high spirits.
Send them up for the house. It's a night to celebrate.
It sure is. Listen, boys, to what we got to tell you. You need none of your worry about cattle thieves. We licked them.
What's up?
I reckon you should be interested in what happened tonight.
Did you say you located cattle thieves?
We sure did. We found a pack of thieving coyotes and half-breed revolutionists from south of the border.
The only thing that's missing is their leader.
Are there any clues? I mean, does anyone know who he is?
There's a critter that calls himself Captain Miguel Lopez. He's a breed from south of the border. It's trying to start a revolution. He's the one that was buying the cattle, paying off the leader.
I reckon you know that breed, don't you, Milford?
He's been here in town a few times.
I know a man named Lopez, but I didn't know it. Oh, no, can't be the same man.
No, you double-crossing rattle, I come to get you.
There he is now.
Look at him, he's loaded for trouble.
Go, Milford, you'll find me. You schemed
the trap. Hold on. I don't know what you're talking about.
You lie, you don't know. You send the cattle to me, you say I must pay you quick. Then what happens? The cattle have been stolen from the army. United States soldiers are
gone. There's a mistake, someplace.
There is no mistake. The soldiers come, they find me, my men, and cattle are stolen from everywhere. You play the trick on me, for that I fix you.
No, don't shoot!
Stop that gun!
Hey, soldados!
The army!
Stop that gun, Lopez!
Stop him! Stop him! Don't let him shoot me! He's insane!
Lopez, you're under arrest as a receiver of stolen goods.
It was a trick, Senor Capitan. I tell you, it was a trick.
All I know is this beef was stolen from the United States Army.
That man, Senor Milford, he's the one. He stole it.
Shut up, you fool!
I can't prove it. I tell you, Senor, I can prove he is the thief.
I guess we'll have all the proof we need when we get all of your men and all of the cattle thieves together. They'll fall all over themselves trying to tell all they know. Now, what are you laughing at, Milford?
I know when I'm licked. I'm licked right now. And it's ironic.
Ironic, huh?
You really think I'm fool enough to direct the theft of cattle from the United States Army?
We won't discuss what I think of you. All right, take them away, boys. Hold them in custody. They'll be tried before a federal court.
Happened, Miss Betty. The soldiers took Hood Milford away with Lopez talking his head off to prove Hood was in back of all the cattle stealing.
I hope you girls don't mind us waking you up to tell you the news.
Gosh, no. I'll wake up any time to hear that we're going to get our cattle back and a reward to boot.
Well, there's things me and Sam don't savvy.
What?
Well, for example, how the soldiers knew just where to go, and how it come about they caught everyone in that Box Canyon excepting the half-breed leader who could put the finger on Hood Milford.
I reckon we never will know the answers to them things, Nate, unless that Lone Ranger decides to tell what he did that we don't know about.
He sure did plenty that we do know about. He smashed the cattle thieving ring. He showed Hood Milford up for what he is.
He sure did.
He busted up a revolutionary army that aimed to make no end of trouble south of the border. And he fixed it so as the KC cattle would be returned and a reward besides.
Oh, gosh, I'd sure like to see that man without his mask. I'm
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.